Vice Chair. My delegation aligns itself with the statement by Mexico on behalf of the countries of the Latin American Caribbean group. Costa Rica has continued to take in refugees and work to protect and integrate them during the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the greatest challenges that we have had to deal with in recent years. My government has deployed a set of measures to meet the needs of its population, without distinction between Costa Ricans, migrants, or refugees. We recognize the value of solidarity and respect for human rights as cornerstones of our efforts to achieve the socioeconomic integration of the migrant population and the refugees as a motor of development. Our state is committed to the 2030 Agenda and the Global Compact on Refugees, and fulfilling one of the commitments presented to the Global Forum on Refugees, and thus in November last year created the special category of additional protection to the benefit of Venezuelans, Cubans, and Nicaraguans, whose applications have exhausted legal remedies and do not qualify for any migration category in our country. This new category allows them to stay in the country permanently in keeping with the principle of non-refoulement and gives them an unconditional work permit. I'm also happy to tell you that in fulfillment of another commitment undertaken at the Global Forum on promoting insurance cover for asylum seekers and refugees in vulnerable circumstances, we signed an agreement between HCR and the Costa Rican Social Security System, which insures 6,000 people. And we have also implemented strategies for the specific circumstances of the indigenous population, street dwellers, and migrants, so that they have access to COVID-19 vaccination. In order to protect asylum seekers whose documentation has expired and guarantee non-refoulement, we automatically extended the asylum seekers and refugees temporary cards. And in order to protect their right to work, we authorized an extension automatically of expired work permits, and new work permits may be applied for digitally. Also in employment, our Ministry of Labour and Social Security continues to guarantee access to labour mediation services. In September, together with HCR, the European Union and the Women's Foundation, we implemented a continuation of the programme Integrate at Work, which gives employment opportunities for asylum seekers and refugees. With support from HCR on renovation of the digital system at all stages of the refugee application process, we continue to make progress on reducing the time for processing asylum claims. Our government is continuing to provide assistance to asylum seekers and refugees living in poverty or extreme poverty, and it also provides social assistance for children and adolescents so that they can stay within the education system. The Protect Plan is another effort made by our state during the national emergency. It provides economic assistance to people working in the formal and informal sectors affected by the pandemic. This plan addresses applications, including from foreigners, and among them, refugees and asylum seekers. On statelessness, our government continues to make progress on full implementation of the 5 commitments undertaken. We are convinced that it is multilateralism that can eradicate the legal limbo that millions of people continue to live in throughout the world. The comprehensive approach to eradication of statelessness is an international commitment. Our state has made that commitment in order to guarantee the right to nationality for all without discrimination. We have been undertaking initiatives not only to prevent statelessness, but also to protect people declared as stateless and provide them with a lasting solution. Costa Rica has a solid normative basis and constitutional legislation that makes sure that no child is born stateless. We were the first country in the Americas to have a regulation and procedure to determine the condition of stateless persons. Last January, our president signed the executive decree on Law 9710 on protection of the right to Costa Rican nationality for transboundary indigenous persons and guarantees of their integration. This is an institutional response to the situation of indigenous people whose territories existed before the Costa Rican boundaries were drawn, and they have historically crossed those boundaries in keeping with their own customs and economic activities. As co-sponsors of the Global Compact, we have an unflagging commitment to it, and together with the international community, which is our great ally in strengthening national capacities, we will continue to work untiringly for people needing international protection. Thank you.
I thank the